Yes.
Amen. Old things are passed away. Matthew chapter 27, if you would please. Matthew chapter 27. I just want to read beginning in verse 34. Three or four verses here, and then we'll have a word of prayer. Matthew 27, verse 34. Would you stand with me, please, out of love and respect for the Bible one more time? And let me begin reading in verse 34. They gave him vinegar to drink mixed with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. He did not drink. Folks, Jesus was not the man who, you know, everybody says, well, he turned water to wine. He drank wine. No. He would not drink this because it was mingled with gall. It was mingled with wine and alcoholic vinegar. He would not drink it, even when he was on the cross. In verse 35, they gave that to him to ease the pain. Kind of like a doctor might give you morphine today. They were giving him that alcohol to kind of ease the pain. He wouldn't even drink it. Not my Savior, amen.
Amen.
Verse 35, they crucified him. Man. And they parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Even at the cross, folks, this prophecy was being fulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting down, verse 36, they watched him there. I mean, it was like it was some type of entertainment.
Yeah.
And set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
Amen.
And it was.
Yes.
And it is.
It is. Amen, brother.
Amen. He is. Amen. He is, and I'm so thankful that I know him.
Amen.
And that he knows me.
Amen.
But in verse 38, then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. I want to preach to you this morning for a few minutes on that verse, and we'll take it in a little bit of a different direction, but I believe it's what God wants us to say this morning. Hanging between two thieves. Hanging between two thieves. Let's pray. Father, I know, Lord God, this is what you want for your people this morning, and I don't want to get in the way. Lord, I pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit, that unction that only you can give me, Lord. Fresh oil is what I need. Fresh oil, God, a fresh touch from heaven. Lord, I know, Lord God, that your people are here on purpose. I've got a flock in front of me, Lord, who have come out of their homes on purpose this morning. And Lord, I pray you would help me to feed them the food, Lord God, for their souls that they need. Please bind the devil. May there be no distractions here this morning. Thank you, God, for the scripture we just read. Thank you for our Savior. Thank you for his sacrifice for our sins. Now would you please use it this morning? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. We think about this day, the crucifixion of our Savior. It's not something that we rejoice in. It's not something that we rave about. It quite frankly, I love this man Jesus. I'm not ashamed of it. I love this man Jesus. I love him with all my heart. I will be honest with you though, I don't love him and like I should, and I want to love him more.
Amen.
I want to love him more this coming year. This time next year, I want to be able to say that I grew in my love for my Savior. But listen, He was a innocent man. He was a sinless, harmless, undefiled, but he was the Lamb of God.
Yes.
He was the sacrificial Lamb of God. He is the one who died for our sins so that we might be able to be free, so that we might be able to go to heaven, so that we might have eternal life, so that all of our sins could be paid for, bought and paid for. It had to happen, folks. folks, he had to go to the cross.
That's right.
He had to go to the cross. The cross was a punishment, the most severe, most agonizing, the most gruesome, cruel death that existed at this time of history. It was the Roman cross. It was the Roman crucifixion. And they put the most vile, the most hated, the most undesirable people on the cross. And of course, here's Jesus, we know, because of the people who hated him so much. But on either side of Jesus, according to verse 38, there was a thief, because they deserved to be there. They were guilty. They were guilty. They were charged with the crimes of theft, and they were crucified on his right and on his left. He was hanging then between two thieves. Now, this morning, I want to use this. I don't want to necessarily get away from the cross, but I want you to understand there's an application I'm going to make here by the grace of God, to the best of my ability, that this is the last day of 2017. And today, I believe, folks, listen, if you'll listen to me and help me make this application by just understanding, I'm taking a little bit out of context here, but it's going to make sense here, is the two thieves, I believe, that we have today. Listen, we can identify with Christ. We're not hanging on a cross, literally, but you and me today, on December 31st, 2017, we are hanging, our lives are hanging today between two thieves. And I want you to understand the thief of 2017 and the thief of 2018.
Yeah.
And we're hanging today in this last day of the year. The year's almost over. The new year's upon us. But I believe we, like Christ, are hanging between two thieves. Now, I want you to understand something. I'm going to try to illustrate this the best I can. If I can make this these little object lessons here. What we have, first of all, is what I'm going to call the thief of yesterday. The thief of yesterday. Now, in our lives, all of us have lived, there's nobody here under a year old, so all of us have lived all of the year 2017.
That's right.
It's yesterday.
That's right.
It's past.
Yep.
It's behind us. But I promise you today, as we think about this new year coming upon us, I want you to understand that there's some things about yesterday that will become thieves in our lives if we're not careful. And that's what I want to do today, is try to help make this application that yesterday, one of the biggest things about yesterday that is going to rob you, a thief in your life, is regret.
That's right. Yep.
Regret.
Yes, right.
Yesterday is no doubt, probably, I would say, in all of our minds, at least one thing in this past year that we regret.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something we said.
Yeah.
Something we did. I can certainly say that there is more than one, unfortunately, in my life, and I think it's probably the case with all of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Regret.
That's right.
I wish that I would have. I wish that I could have. I wish that I wouldn't have. I wish that I did never, you understand, say that,
right. Yeah.
Do that, think that, go there, you understand, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
The thief of regret. It's yesterday.
Right.
There's another thief of yesterday. Is the thief of guilt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's right.
Guilt.
Yeah.
We think about what happened last year, and no doubt it some things we feel guilty for.
Right.
Because we were, quite frankly, we were responsible. The regret has brought now guilt.
Uh-huh.
And the guilt is a guilty conscience, and I'm telling you, it's a thief.
Yeah.
Okay, this thing of regret, this thing of guilt, this thing of shame.
Yeah, that's right.
Shame. I'm ashamed of that. I'm ashamed of ever saying that. I can't believe I did that. All of those things are wrapped together, hanging as a thief of yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole lot of 364 days behind us in 2017. Yeah. And we're hanging between all of that and the next 365 days of 2018. We're hanging right between this one thief, and on the one side is the thief of yesterday. I regret the things that I did not do. I regret the things that I did do. I'm ashamed of the things that I did not do. I'm ashamed of the things I did do. I have guilt. I have embarrassment. I have heartache.
Right.
Yeah.
From yesterday. There's things in this past year that broke my heart beyond anything that I would have ever imagined. There's things in this past year that hurt me in such a way that I would never have planned for, and I don't think I'm completely healed yet.
Yeah. Right.
And see, all of those things, listen now, all of those things, if we're not careful, become a thief. Because I want you to understand something. That is yesterday, but yet we tend to dwell on that, and it robs us. Those things rob us of what God could do today, of what God wants to do today, of what, listen, of who God is today. You understand something, that no matter what happened yesterday, God is faithful today. You wonder what happened yesterday, God has not changed, and He's the same today. As He ever was. But you know, if you'll stop and think for a minute, yesterday, last year, this year, 2017 behind us, but there are things that are trying to rob all of us of God's blessings. Trying to rob you of who God really is. Now, I want you to understand something also. The other thief on the other side is the thief of tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
The thief of tomorrow. This is another thief on the other side.
That's right.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, no. It's not regret. It's not guilt. It's not shame. I mean, it hasn't come yet. But you know what it is? It's uncertainty.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
I don't know what's going to happen this year.
Yep.
Is anything going to be better? It's doubt.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if anything good is going to. I fear is probably the biggest thief of tomorrow. See, I as long as I dwell in the thief of yesterday, and I'm looking at the thief of tomorrow, and here I am hanging December 31st between these two thieves.
Yeah, amen.
Here I am today. My life is hanging between these two thieves. If I'm not careful, both of these can become thieves and rob me. Listen, this thief of tomorrow, you don't think of that. You know, we look forward to tomorrow. We look forward to the new year. We look forward to the things. But quite frankly, some of you are afraid of what's going to happen. Quite frankly, some of you I wonder if things are going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. More preacher.
Yes, sir.
Or better.
Yeah.
And you look around in our country.
Yeah.
You look around at the state of our nation, the state of our union.
Yeah.
Union. Maybe one day there was unity, but not anymore. The state of the union, the state of the confusion and the division is what it is. But the fact is, tomorrow is uncertainty. Tomorrow is, and if we're not careful, it becomes doubt. It becomes fear. It becomes things that we don't even, of course, have you ever heard the term, you know, you worry about things that haven't happened yet?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
I think every one of us is probably, some of us are worse at it than others, but worrying about things that might happen.
Yeah.
That's not where God wants us to be. It's a thief of worry, a thief of concern, a thief of fear. Now, I'm not talking about preparing and planning. That's different. I'm talking about worrying yourself sick, but afraid of what might happen, afraid of what's going to happen if this doesn't come, you know, everything doesn't come into place like I think it should. What's going to happen? Is something worse going to happen tomorrow than what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
And see, here we are today on December 31st, hanging between two thieves.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that that's where God wants us to be. But I promise you, if you don't look at it the right way, you're going to begin to see these two things. I regret yesterday and I dread tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yep. Come on, preacher.
I'm ashamed of yesterday and I'm afraid of tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Come on.
Now, listen, I want you to understand something. Jesus was hanging between two thieves. And here's what the application I'm going to make real quick, and I probably won't keep you too long. But here's the thing. The answer to both thieves is hanging between two thieves. The answer to both of these is hanging between both of these. I want to say quickly, the number one answer to yesterday is the death of Jesus Christ. You see, understanding everything that happened last year, his death brought me salvation. His death brought me salvation from all of that. You understand, when he died, he shed his blood.
Amen.
And his death and his blood are what I have, listen, what gives me victory over yesterday. I don't have to allow the things of yesterday to rob me of the joy and the pleasure of being a child of God. I don't have to let the thing, listen, I sinned yesterday. I know.
That's right.
I sinned last year, preacher. I made a fool of myself, preacher. I understand that.
Yep,
amen. I mean, come on, I certainly understand that. But here's the thing, hanging between these two thieves is my answer to that regret. Hanging between, on this cross right here, hanging between two thieves is the thief of yesterday trying to rob me of everything that the joy that God wants me to have today. Is the answer is still Jesus Christ. Christ is the answer. His death on the cross and his blood that was shed for me has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. That's what I'm trying to say to you this morning. You understand that blood that he shed for me is applied to that mercy seat in heaven, you understand? And that mercy has been extended to me for all eternity because of Jesus Christ. I'm saved today. I have everlasting life today. I'm going to heaven today. No matter what happened yesterday, today I'm born again, amen? Today I'm a new creature in Jesus Christ. Today I'm ever, ever, ever sealed by his Holy Spirit. And no matter what happened yesterday, I'm still a child of God. It's under the blood. I've confessed. Now listen, you got to be real careful here.
Yeah,
it's under the blood. It's covered. It's forgiven. Right. But listen, you do. You must confess it.
That's right.
Now, I'm not talking about salvation. Salvation is not just confessing your sins. I'm talking about, although I'm already saved, I'm in Christ Jesus and his blood is applied to my heart. Amen. See, but I still need to confess my sins.
Right. Yep, that's right. Amen.
Because those sins will be a thief for me today and tomorrow and the next day. Sure. And every day that I carry those sins around, they will rob me of the privilege and the joy and the true sheer fulfillment of just being a Christian, being a child of God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins. He is faithful and just. Why? Because Christ has already died on the cross. The blood has already been shed, amen. And if, though, is a big word. If says means we have to do that first. If we confess our sins, he is, God is. What's that word? Faithful.
Yes.
There's nothing changing God from yesterday or tomorrow. Listen, he's faithful for all eternity. He is forever the same. He never changes. He's God.
That's right.
And that's a blessing to me because, listen, there's some things last year that I'm not proud of.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Amen.
Man.
But I also know that I've confessed them.
Yes, amen.
To my Savior, in the name of Jesus Christ, and because he died for me, and because his blood was shed for my sins, they're already paid for.
That's right. Yeah.
They're already redeemed, hallelujah. My soul is redeemed. I have been reconciled unto God because of this one hanging between these two thieves. And that blood that he shed for me, amen, has been applied and has removed as far as the east is from the west. Every sin, and God says, I will remember them no more.
Amen.
But listen, but I remember them.
That's right. Yep.
And so do you.
Amen.
You remember them, don't you?
That's
why 1 John 1:9 is in the Bible.
Yep.
Because I've got to confess them as sin. I want you to turn over there with me. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. 1 John, don't get confused. 1 John, not John, but the first epistle of John, back towards the back of the Bible, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, Is that what it says? Yeah. Who sins? Now listen, this is written. This is not written to unsaved people.
That's right.
This is written to Christians. This is written to you and me. We're born again. We're saved. But we still sin.
That's right.
We still commit sins. I want you to understand then something. If we confess our sins. Now listen, stop right there. Not confessing the fact that I'm a sinner.
Yeah, right.
You had to do that when you got saved. I confess the fact that I'm a sinner, oh God. I'm guilty before your presence. I am condemned. I am undone. I am lost. I cannot save myself. I have no hope except for thy grace. And listen, and that's salvation when I confess the fact that I'm a sinner. But after that point, from that point on, I still commit sins. See, there's sin, which is your nature, and then there's sins, which are things that we do because of our nature.
Right.
Okay? There's a dog who is a dog because of his nature, and then there's the bark that's a result of his nature.
Right.
Okay? My sin nature is who I am. When I got born again, when Christ died on that old rugged cross, and he shed his blood for my sin.
Yeah, that's right.
Not for my sins, because my sins are all just a result of my sin. Because some people have done a lot more sins than others, but we're all guilty because of our sin nature. I'm trying to make this as plain as I can, but it's not about my sin nature. That's forgiven. I'm reconciled. I'm born again. And he hath quickened me, amen. I was dead in my trespasses and sins, and he hath quickened me. He hath made me alive.
Amen.
That's salvation. But I still commit sins.
Right.
I still do things that I'm not supposed to do, that are against the law of God, that are disobedient, that are rebellious, that are just quite frankly presumptuous. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I do it anyway. And I confessing my sins to God, not to a pope, not to a priest, not to a virgin, but to God through Jesus Christ, through his blood. Listen, he is faithful, he is just to forgive me my sins.
Yes, amen. That's right.
Whew, that's good stuff right there. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
You see, I can't remember everything I've done.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
But God's faithful and just, and I confess my sins that I've committed against him. Even as a saved man, I've still sinned. But the big word is that if. Now listen, confession doesn't mean I just admit I did it.
Right.
Okay, no, that's not right. I'm guilty. I did this, Lord. I did this, Lord. I did this, Lord. Okay, forgive me. Thank you. And then I go back and do it again. Okay, look. Confession is a matter of repentance.
Right.
It's a matter of truly desiring to stop.
Yeah.
God is not fooled by our lip service. He's looking for a heart that's repentant.
Yeah.
And see, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that if we confess our sins and forsake them, then we'll find mercy.
Amen.
Mercy is because, listen to me, that mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant in heaven when Jesus died and that blood was shed and it ran down that cross and it poured out all over that ground. He took some of that blood to heaven, hallelujah, and he applied it to that mercy seat in heaven. And now the mercy of God can be extended to you and me because the blood payment was made, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's worth shouting about right there. Listen, so I can have mercy, but it's up to me to confess and forsake it. It's up to me to be truly broken and said, oh God, I'm sorry. Oh God, I do not want to continue. Listen, it's a heart matter. It's always a heart matter.
That's right, Richard. That's right.
But understand that thief of yesterday is there just knocking on your door.
Yes, amen.
You know, just because you did this last year, don't think you're going to be different next year.
Right.
This is who you are. This is what the thief is saying to you. This thief is saying, you know, this is just who you are. You're never going to change.
Help us.
You're pretty worthless. You're low down scum. You're nothing. This is a thief talking.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All he's trying to do is rob you.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Of the victory through the blood. Of the victory in Christ. Of the victory of, listen, he's faithful. He's just. If I'll confess my sins, the thief, shut up. Gone. It's confessed, it's forgiven, it's forsaken. No more thief.
Amen.
Yes, right.
But we've got to be seriously understand. Listen, it's all because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
The thief of yesterday is overcome by the blood on the cross. The thief of tomorrow is overcome, I know this is not going to surprise you, through the same man.
By the same process.
But listen, this one gets even better. Not only does the blood cleanse me from yesterday's sins, but listen, the resurrection gives me power over tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because when he died and when he shed his blood, listen to me, that he said it is finished, it is paid for, and then 3 days later, hallelujah, he rose again. He's alive forevermore, and he will never die again. He is the Alpha, he is the Omega, he's the beginning, he's the ending, he is alive, glory to God, ever seated on the right hand of God. And listen, because of that, tomorrow he's already there. Tomorrow he's already got it under control. Tomorrow is not going to rob me of any, because tomorrow Jesus is still going to be alive, up from the grave. He rose. Why should I fear tomorrow?
That's right.
But I promise you, if you're not careful,
yesterday,
you just don't know, preacher. That's you listening to the thief.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You just don't understand, preacher. I'm never going to get victory. That's you listening to the thief.
Amen.
This thief and this thief are both mocking and laughing.
Right.
But I want you to remember, one of them, according to the book of Luke, turned to Jesus and said, Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You know, the one thief told the other thief, he said, look, you know, you and me deserve to be here.
That's right.
But this man had done nothing wrong.
That's right.
And then he turned to Jesus and he said, Lord, remember me. He couldn't bow down.
Right.
I mean, he's hanging on a cross. He just turned his head and grabbed the bread. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Yeah, that's right.
He couldn't get down from the cross and get baptized.
That's right.
He couldn't go, you know, pay money to the church.
Come on, preacher. Help us.
It was a matter of heart. It was a matter of faith. It was a matter of Jesus.
Amen.
He turned to him and said, Lord, remember me. And Jesus turned to him. Well, by the way, he only said seven things on the cross. And one of them was, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Listen to me. He saved the thief on the cross. Listen to me. He is always the answer to every thief. Every thief that you will ever come across. The thief of yesterday, listen, the blood has covered it. The thief of tomorrow, the resurrection, he's alive, he's well, and he's almighty. Hallelujah. I'm having a good time. But see, hanging between two thieves on December 31st, 2017 is your life.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Now, if you've put any thought into it, maybe you haven't, but a lot of people do. They start reflecting, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Lord, I'm going to have a better year. I'm going to have a better year. Last year's gone, next year's coming, a better year. But then the thief starts talking. By the way, the Bible tells us that Satan is the thief.
That's right.
He is the father of all lies. He is the murderer, and he is the thief. And he has come to steal and to kill and to destroy.
That's right.
And he's lying to you about all the worthlessness that you because of what you did last year.
Right.
And he's lying to you and filling your heart with fear because, you know, this year you're not going to be any different. You're not going to be any better. You're just going to make the same dumb mistakes. You're going to be broke. You're going to be poor. You're going to be, nobody's going to love you. Oh, you know, I mean, just come on. I mean, just, the list is long.
Yep.
You know, I have to think about, okay, Lord, this new year, you know, we hope and we cherish the fact that Jesus is all-powerful and he is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, amen, the Prince of Peace. He is wonderful. He's Counselor. And we cherish that fact, but we still, in the back of our minds, come on, just be honest, we have this, what's really going to happen tomorrow? What's really going to happen next year? But here's what we've got to understand. He's already died. He's already paid for it. His blood has already been shed. He's already been resurrected from the grave. He's already alive forevermore. And listen, he's not going to change tomorrow. He was the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
You know, I just think we need to realize that that blood applied to that mercy seat in heaven is all powerful.
Amen.
And still there today.
Amen.
Yeah, tomorrow, preacher, you don't know. What if you still have the blood?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, stop what if and then just say, okay, God, I'm trusting you.
That's right.
Because you're faithful, because you're alive, because you're my Savior. Listen, the answer to the two thieves is the one hanging in the middle. Christ. The answer to the problems, the regrets and the guilt and the shame is Jesus. The answer to the fears and the doubts and the uncertainties and the what ifs is Jesus. Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. He's all I need. And see, Jesus is the reason that we have any hope for tomorrow. Jesus is the reason that we can forget and forsake and go on about and forget yesterday. And without that, listen to me, what would we have?
Yeah, that's right.
Without this man in the middle, what would we have? We would have nothing but despair and doubt and fear and agony and woe and condemnation and eventually hell. But because of this man hanging between two thieves, he overcame yesterday's fears. He overcame tomorrow's doubts. He overcame all that we can put through our heads, and now he's alive and he's forevermore our Savior and our Lord, and he ever liveth to make intercession for us. We have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in every way, in every point, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He's been there already. He's already been in your yesterday, and he's already been in your tomorrow.
That's right.
When you wake up tomorrow, he's there.
Amen.
When you wake up in the middle of the year next year and you think, whew, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Amen.
He's right there.
That's right.
He's right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You know, we don't know. Like we talked about Elijah this morning on Sunday. We don't know what God's going to do tomorrow. All we know is that he proved forever on that cross, hanging between those two thieves, that he's able to overcome everything that we go through. That he's able to give us victory and overcome every fear, doubt, and uncertainty and guilt and shame that we've ever felt. He's been there, he knows, and he's able to overcome it.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
Amen.
But the thieves yesterday, the thieves of tomorrow, they're pretty powerful if you're not careful.
That's right.
If you're not careful.
Thank you.
They're pretty powerful.
Amen.
I remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I remember what happened last year. And you know, it was not a victorious year for many of us. But we've got to remember that the man hanging between the two thieves.
Yes,
Amen.
He's alive.
That's right. Amen.
His blood is still shed for us.
Amen.
I just want to leave you this morning with that thought.
Amen.
I know it's just another day, you know, after so many New Years. You know, I used to stay up all night and 12 o'clock and kiss my wife and all that. But you know, now I'm getting a little bit older. Not that my wife has anything to do with that, but I'm talking about staying up all night. I still like to kiss my wife, but I mean, I can kiss her just as good at 10 o'clock as I can at midnight.
Amen, brother. You got it.
But still, you know, it's just an anticipation, right?
Right.
Behold, God said, behold, I make all things new.
Yeah. Yeah.
All things new.
Thank you, Lord.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Why? Because Christ.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, thank you this morning for your grace. Lord, I know it's just some simple thoughts, Father, just to try to encourage your people. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his blood. Thank you for the power that it still has today. Lord, if I could go back and change some things yesterday, Lord, I would, but I can't. Father, and I certainly can't know what the future holds, but Father, I'm so thankful for the man in the middle. I'm so thankful, God, for the victory. Lord, I know that he died for my sins. I know that all my sins were paid for on that day. And that blood, oh God, thank you. Thank you for the truth of Calvary. Thank you for the truth, Lord God, of salvation in Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, I pray you'd bless your people. As they remember yesterday, may they remember, Lord God. Even some of us, Lord, can think back and on the good things and the blessings of yesterday. But Lord, we can also realize that they're gone. Even the blessings are behind us. But Father, you give us the hope of more blessings in the new year. More victory, more grace, more strength. Lord, help us to be faithful as you are. Help us this new year to walk closer to you, to be closer to you, than love you with all of our hearts. Love you, Lord God, more than we've ever loved you before. Father, help us, God, not to let yesterday rob us of what tomorrow could be. Bless your people now. Bless the invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's all stand together this morning. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. The music's going to play softly.